It's a lot of things I'm doing for the first time. I think I'm constantly pushing myself outside of my comfort zone because I feel that's where I'm growing. If I stay in my comfort zone, that's not helping me to evolve. I pushed myself outside of my comfort zone when I decided to move abroad and move to a country where I didn't understand the language at all. I pushed myself outside of the comfort zone where I went from a small team environment to working in a really large corporation. I pushed myself out of the comfort zone when I moved to the countryside where I felt, not, easy to embrace a total different lifestyle. I've always lived in the city. I pushed myself out of my comfort zone. I decided to marry somebody who was not speaking my native language. And I'm constantly pushing myself out of the comfort zone, and I like it.
Podcast episode 2 with Diana. What is the theme of episode 2? To know Diana a little bit more, take a look on the last episode in the last week. So it's about her doing what is behind her to develop Czech Republic and with all these things, what is to do also as family man, also in the family management, and why she is Wonder Woman in some times. So, but that is not the point, and maybe it's also relevant to this or related to this. Diana, today I want to jump a little bit more behind the scenes when we take a look in your... You are not native, right? Czech. So, where you come from when you were... The little Diana, maybe, what is your picture, what you remind, when you maybe yourself in the age of 7, 8 or something like that? Do you have a good picture for us?
I'm Romanian, first of all. Bună dimineața. When I was 7, 8, oh my God. I don't remember at what age I actually started thinking about what I want to do when I'm going to be a grown up. I think when I was 7, 8, I just wanted to be, elegant, and I was looking up to some girls that were on my streets that were already teenagers or young adults, and finding role models quite close to myself. And later on, I wanted to just travel a lot on business purpose. I grew up watching Dallas, if you remember. That was this American series, and those people seem like they're doing a lot of business, they're traveling a lot, so that was pretty much, I thought that's really cool, I like to do that. So and have a big family. I came from really small family, and I kind of enjoy this idea of having a bigger family as I grew up as an adult, and being very social. So
thank you. So I would jump to Dallas. Okay, why Dallas and not Falkencrest?
Very honestly with you, it was not running when I was smaller, and not in our TV.
okay
so that was the only one I knew.
Bigger family. So, and when I catch it a little bit, or repeat what you said, okay, I take a look on the first role models here, the bigger girls or younger adults, as you said, and so on and so on. I only can imagine a little Diana staying on street, take a look over the street and see there are these girls groups or something like that. It's a little bit similar, like when we have this tele or these movies from America with the high school, yeah, these little groups and do their stuff, right? So, and But you said it also, it is elegant.
Life is elegant.
And the last episode you said also, what Wonder Woman, why? And you said elegant. So is this something what is a little bit the red line?
Oh God, I never thought of that. How come you caught that?
I don't know. I sketch only my thoughts, and that is so.
Yeah, I think this idea of elegance I have from my grandmother. I was brought up by my grandparents, and I was very inspired by her. She was a teacher, and she was very feminine. She was always walking with a straight back and a good posture, and always very confident. I had a lot of stories from her, so I know she did not have an easy time through her life. You know, she's been born after the Second World War, and she's been through the born after the First World War, and after she's been through the Second World War. And yeah, she didn't have an easy young life. And she inspired me by how she looked back with respect and towards what was in the past, but as well very confident about what's in the future. And she was very grateful for what she managed to achieve. And I always found that, you know, I want to have the same attitude towards life when I grow up. That you know, even though she was already, you know, a grandma, she's already, you know, in her old age, she was always smiling, always confident, always elegant, always had a good manicure, and still wearing high heels, and very nice. So yeah, I looked up to her, of course. And when I was looking around, I was trying probably to find similar models to get inspired by. And yeah, that's probably one of the things that marked my childhood looking forward. It's funny enough, I never really thought about it.
Yeah, maybe nobody asked. Could
I
be
guess.
that is the point. Never done before. That was also the starting of the last episode. That we know you a little bit more. So, what we have, or when we say so, let's take a look. So you started to launch a country or develop a country. You have never done it before. Now you record the second episode in the podcast. You have never done it before. What was also some, what you think about it or reflect? So one or two examples when you did it, but you have never done it before. So do you have also some additional examples when you said, whoa, I did it?
Pretty crazy.
I'll give you an example. It was in September this year. You launched your first global convention. You have never done it before, right?
National convention. Oh, I wish it was a global convention.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, good vision.
It's a lot of things I'm doing for the first time. I think I'm constantly pushing myself outside of my comfort zone because I feel that's where I'm growing. If I stay in my comfort zone, that's not helping me to evolve. I pushed myself outside of my comfort zone when I decided to move abroad and move to a country where I didn't understand the language at all. I pushed myself outside of the comfort zone where I went from a small team environment to working in a really large corporation. I pushed myself out of the comfort zone when I moved to the countryside where I felt, yeah, not, easy to embrace a total different lifestyle. I've always lived in the city. I pushed myself out of my comfort zone. I decided to marry somebody who is not speaking my native language. And yeah, I'm constantly pushing myself out of the comfort zone, and I like it. I can't imagine it differently. It does frustrate me sometimes, to be honest with you, because I'm feeling I'm always taking the harder choices. I'm always taking the harder path. But looking back, I'm proud of what I'm achieving, and I think that's important. And what fulfills me the most is that sometimes, I have two small kids. Philip is almost 9 now, and Elena is almost 6. And it was incredibly powerful when my son, at some point, he realized, "Wow, mom, so you are here far away from your friends, right? And you are not speaking your language, right? And why do you stay here? Is it for daddy? Is it for me? But don't you miss home and your mommy?" So that was like, it really felt like he's admiring me in some way, that he admires that I'm doing some things that are not so easy or so intuitive. And yeah, at his age, he was then even smaller than now. Yeah, it feels powerful. So
Wow.
yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I also see it as a dad. It is more easier to speak with the children instead of speaking in the network with some entrepreneurs, because they are with their childish naivety, I would say so. They ask without value or think about the answer before. They only ask with a very transparent, clear, brilliant heart, and they really want to know. And this is thank you for this cliffhanger. Hey guys in the audience, if you have children, ask them more than yesterday. If you don't have children, rent some children in your street and ask them, or whatever, or find a place, for example, a playground where are children sitting there, speak with the parents and so on, and use them with this to catch you on the right dots, right? So it is brilliant, I would say so. And that is what we also say in our network. Describe what you do, why you do it, for children in the age exactly like yours. Because then it's clear, everybody understand it, and so on. And we don't have some interpretations for that. Yeah? Very,
Yes.
very fantastic. Traveling, at the moment, now the global convention is running in the next days, right? Are you planning to be there?
No, not this time. I
Not
would
this time.
love to be there. My colleagues. However, we are. Yeah, I can't imagine going without my family. And well, the cost of traveling to Hawaii, for all of us four. So yeah, I'm waiting for the next year's convention.
Very, very,
Definitely
very
will
good.
not miss it.
I also had the same discussion or in the conversation with Nereus, and is this yes or right? And because sometimes it is either or nearby the investment, of course. It's also about is this the right time for what? And sometimes we take a look there and say, like, okay, but what is the impact direct to the country, to the teams, for yourself as well? So it's not so easy, because I also like this. Sometimes getting a party, have some dance, meeting the great people, but it is building relationship is not a one-way ticket or a one-day plan. It takes time, and when it's sometimes necessary to say no. Last question. When you say very direct no, in general.
I wanted to ask you if in business or
in general.
I'm actually very bad at saying no, and that's something I need to work on myself, because I tend to put a lot of things on my plate because I don't really say no too much. And it's sometimes getting me to be overcrowded, overwhelmed, or not slept enough, or overstressed. So saying no, it's an art I'm not mastering yet.
Okay, we let's say again for the audience. Say we have all the same challenges, the same problems, or whatever. So what I learned, especially also especially in the network, is to speak about it and ask a question. Hey, how you solve it or not? Or oh, I don't solve it. Oh, you too. Good. Let us solve it together with some little steps and so on. There we again on this. Responsible partner, or however you name it. So, thank you for your time, episode 2. Last words for the moment.
Jesus, I'm not good with these last words. I always want to say something inspiring, and in my head is still your previous question. So yeah, something to close it with. I think it's important to just enjoy whatever we do, regardless of challenges and rainy days and good days, and despite not going to global convention, I'm feeling like it's a great week ahead of me, and I have a lot of awesome plans. So just look forward with optimism, with positivity. It's like we learn in D&I, yeah, positive attitude. Thank you. Thank you very much for today.